A market that's dealing with a short-term bottom? Maybe. Of course, we're talking the cattle complex. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. In today's market wrap-up, we're being joined by Kyle Bumstead. Kyle, let's talk about this cattle market. Is there the possibility of a short-term bottom in place?
Well, Susan, first of all, thanks for having me back. It kind of feels like those lows we posted last week here in this cattle complex, both live and feeder cattle here the week of Thanksgiving, may potentially be a bottom here short term, but it feels like it could be maybe a little bit more of a long term bottom too, the way this thing has been acting. It's been acting very strong here since we come out of last weekend here, that holiday shortened trading schedule we had last week. And now starting off here this week, it's been getting some pretty good traction here. And a lot of this is coming off the heels of this feeder cattle market. Now, feeder cattle, a lot of folks are saying, wow, look at these feeder cattle. They just came rip-roaring back here on this index. And the cash index has gone higher. I will not argue with that. But what's happening is we're losing a lot of the poor sales that we had from last week. Poor sales, no sales, things like that. And so that's obviously helping propel that index higher as we lose those 4 days that are average. Now, the index here today on Thursday looks like it's going to be up about 402 here on that 341.80 with a daily average around 347.37 on 3,973 heads. So it looks like we're getting close to that 10,000 head mark in the index this week. I know, we'd like to see 20 to 25,000, but 10,000 head is actually pretty good here coming off a holiday. And some of the sales yesterday were really good. I know here in Bassett, there was a lot in that upper 380s, low 390s. There were some in Iowa that were 345 to 350. We saw some in the Southern Plains like El Reno and Dodge City, 330 to 333 on some of those. And the lineup here on Thursday is pretty solid here. There's a value-added special there in Joplin. And then you've also got some big sales here in Nebraska. You got Ogallala and Valentine. And I think there's a sale in North Dakota as well. And they've all got specials. But a lot of those coming through there could be calves. So it's going to be hit or miss what actually goes into the index. So that index might try for 350 here. I mean, it's got to get through 345. But the way it's going here, it's $4 and $5 a day higher. It's not going to take us long to get there on that cash index. But I do want to caution folks that we do still have 7 weeks before this feeder cattle index really has to get tied to the futures. So this January futures contract can do whatever it wants. And we've seen that happen here the last couple of weeks. So lots of moving parts here, especially in this feeder cattle complex. But we started off here on Thursday. We had kind of a what some would call a gap higher open, but it wasn't really technically a gap. Some will say it was a gap, some won't. But we did go back and fill that intraday gap there. Went down to 331.30, and we trade as high as 331.37 as of now. And I mean, what are feeders if you don't trade at least a $6 or $7 range in a day? It's not like you're there even trying. So that's been kind of the norm here. Volatility is big. We've seen some headlines out here as well. There's a port, one of the border crossings down there in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. That is scheduled for an inspection here on December 9th, and it's just an inspection, and it doesn't mean it's reopening. It's just an inspection here, and they've been doing inspections all summer, and they haven't reopened, but it's something to talk about because, like, that particular crossing there in New Mexico, I think in 2024, it was one of the largest ports. I think it was crossing about 10,000 head a week at that port there particularly. So lots of headlines that could be still driving this trade, and nothing really saying that we're going to open this border anytime soon. So that could still have a major effect here on this feeder cattle complex if they do announce that, which we haven't seen any announcements yet.
Looking at the grain side of everything, Kyle, beans kind of seem like they're kind of in a holding pattern as they wait for word on China and any more purchases. Because unlike corn, where we saw some good numbers this morning, we've gone 4 days plus with nothing out of China.
Yeah, and that's it's kind of like I don't know, wash, rinse, repeat when it comes to this China thing. I mean, you could be looking at setting up a head and shoulders top here on this bean chart, especially if you take out that low from back here on November 21st, that low of 11.13 and a quarter. If you close below that, then you've got another area of little support down there at roughly 11.03, and you've still got some gaps down below us here at around this 1060 to 1065 area, some gaps down there to maybe go back and potentially fill. Now, I know a lot of folks say, well, beans are either $11 or they're $12. There's no in between. Well, we've traded between $11 and $12 here for roughly, we're going on 30-plus days here trading between $11 and $12, and that's not normal for the beans to do that. Like, they're normally at either 11 or 12. There's no in between, and they're just not seeming to want to get above $12. But they're seeming that they really don't want to roll over and go down below 11. So they've kind of consolidated in here. It's a big range from obviously that high we saw on November 18th there, that high of 1169 and a half here on the January contract, to the most recent lows down here of 1113 and a quarter. So you're trading roughly a 58 to 60 cent range here in beans, and that's pretty much nothing here for beans. So I think a lot of it does hinge on the next headline, what the algos are going to say, and things like that. But I think a lot of folks got caught up too is when they said China is going to buy beans. Well, they don't necessarily have to buy the physical beans. They could buy futures too. And that's a product of our market. They could buy the futures, and then they get their physical beans bought. They could sell the futures. So if they've been buying futures on this thing, don't be surprised if they get their physical beans bought and they start liquidating those futures and we start to see, you know, this thing kind of sell off. So that's something there that's on the back of my mind is what kind of action we're going to get if they get their physical beans bought. Now, something else I'm watching here in regards to the bean market is that March, May, and May, July bean spread. We've got 8¾ cents carry here from that March to May, and we've got 7¼ cents carry from May to July. So longer term, there's an issue out there in beans. I think that's South American related with the weather down there. As we look at some of the other markets I've mentioned before on here about like the coffee market and things like that have been taken off. And those are weather derivatives as well. So I think there are some weather issues in South America, and that's telling us longer term that there could be something happening here in beans. But short term up front here, we've got plenty of beans. We've got plenty of supply for the soybean demand that we have today or currently.
And like you said, there's a lot of wheat yet to trade, even though it's a Thursday afternoon.
That's right. That's right. That last trading session here for the week on Friday, those 5-6 hours that we were open, that can be a long day. And it's a long day and a short week, or a short week and a long day, whichever you want to put it. But a lot of week left here to trade as we're rounding out Thursday here. So there's a lot of moving parts yet. And on top of that, we've got December live cattle option expiration here that's going to happen as well. And on the live cattle side of things here, we've seen bids call in at 335 from some majors. We saw 337 in Iowa. We did see 220 paid here in Minnesota here by a major. We did see 217 and 218 bids here in Nebraska on a live basis, and a lot of 340 dressed and a lot of 340 trade to a major here in eastern Nebraska as well. Now, the Southern Plains, all I've really seen down there is a 220 bid to a regional. So not a lot of activity in the Southern Plains yet. So I do think the packer could get a little aggressive here. They've got some margin back in their pocket. But again, they're going to try to protect that as much as they can moving forward. But I think that the packer does need a few cattle to get around them here for next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Of course, Kyle Bumstead joining us today to give us the Thursday market wrap up. You're listening to the American Ag Network.